All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, August 14th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a four-game League of Legends slate earlier this morning. We had golf tee off. We had tennis get underway. And we had a two-game early MLB slate. So four sports of action already underway. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. For the rest of the day, there is a five-game MLB main slate in a couple of hours here. So should be a fun day of DFS overall. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. So let's get the MLB slate pulled up. We did have, there are a couple of like comments, kind of questions in the Office Hours channel. I answered some of them just directly in there. There was one, this was a feature request, which I did log, but there is a workaround as to a way you can do this in the app as is. That way you don't have to wait for us to do it. So the question was, can you and the SaberSim team add standard deviation to the projections, column, or like add a column for standard deviation to the projection table here? It's on the CSV file, so just curious why it wasn't on the projection page. Yeah, probably just like an oversight, or like maybe it got added later. I put in a feature request to add it here. However, you can do this right now even if you want it, like say for today. So the way you would do it is you would need to be on Ultimate, because you need to be able to download the player projections, which I'm assuming you are, which is why you know they're available. And then when you download it, you can actually upload custom data. So then I downloaded this, right? Okay, I'm going to go and say download a CSV here, or upload a CSV. So I'm going to pull in the projection CSV that I just downloaded, right? Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn off all these other ones. I'm going to turn off projection. I'm going to turn off, where'd it go? Ownership. I don't want to like override anything with regard to those. But what I'm going to do is okay, max exposure is off. All right, so then now I'm going to scroll over. And then I'm going to find the standard deviation. Okay, here it is. So these are the standard deviation columns. They are the standard deviation of the fantasy points for the player in question here. So let's say, you know, I'm on DK, right? So I want to do the DK one only. Okay, so then what I do is I go to the header for the DK standard deviation column. I go to add custom column. And then it's just going to pull the name. I could change this if I want, right? I can come in here and write a new thing. Let's just say I like it the way it is. Okay, great. I click save. I don't need to name anything. This column is going to appear all the way on the farmost right if it is uploaded as custom data. And then you can drag it over and use it for reference. You can use it really in any way, shape, or form that you prefer to use it. Where'd it go? Oh, it's over here now. So there's, you know, any use. The other thing about like custom data, right? It doesn't just have to be this. It could be some other thing that you want to upload, right? You can use it in like summary stats and things like that. So like if we run a build here and we're just going to go build 500 lineups. I'm going to let this build run. All right, build is finishing up. Okay, so we get into the post build. Whether or not the sim run is like not super important for the sake of our conversation here. So let's say that, you know, okay, I want to go in and maybe I want to look at my lineups and I want to create some type of filter based on my custom column. The cool thing here, right, is that it actually got added to our player table by default. It's not summing correctly, but it is like visible. So I can just like make a quick note. Custom data not summing in lineup card correctly. Get that over to the team. But it is here. You can control this if you right click on your lineup card and you click edit columns. If it wasn't here by default for whatever reason, you could add it here or you could turn it off. Maybe you don't care to see it. You want to use it in like some other way and you don't like it taking up space, or you do like it, right? Okay, well, then I add it back. So you can control these, just so you guys know. And then what I can also do is I can go to rank by, I can go to add metric, and then I can go down and then in this list, the question's kind of in the way. In the list here, DK standard deviation, which is my custom column, is available, right? So, okay, I'm going to create a custom metric and, you know, maybe I want the sum, right? So this will create a custom metric. And then now that we've created a custom metric for it, which I should have named it. Okay, it's this one. And I'll call it DK standard. Now, when I go to my pool, for instance, and I go and do a new filter, it's available here for me to filter lineups by. So just some ideas about different ways to like upload custom data, use it. It was a good opportunity to kind of talk about it. I did note the summing not correctly here, but other than that, I think that wraps for that question. Derek said, hi, Andrew. Is there a way to build a rule to have certain players I like added to all lineups? Would I have to push my exposure rate to 100 for each player? Okay. There's a couple of different ways I think about this question. If you do a rule, a group manual rule is probably easiest. Okay, it's like what it would look like, something along the lines of this. As I go to rules, I go to group, I expand this, I go to add new rule, I do a group manual rule, and then let's say that there's like a number of players I want, right? So it's going to depend exactly what you're trying to do. You know, if you want, like, hey, I want 100% exposure to like three guys, then you would write a rule, you know, maybe you're like, locking two pitchers, and then you're like locking one batter, for instance, right? Then I save this, and I say use at least three, right? Because there's only three here. Sometimes what I've seen people do is create a rule like this, but add more players. So like maybe their rule has 10 players, and they're like, or maybe it's three like this, and we'll make it simpler. And they say use at least one, right? So saying, hey, you don't have to use all three of these players, but I want every lineup to have at least one of them, you know? So you could be as like aggressive as you want. This is the same as locking the players. Like if I say use at least three and there are only three, that's effectively locking them all in. If you want to use one of the three, right? What I wouldn't do is go into the player table and like set a 33 minimum exposure to every player, because sometimes players could be in the same lineup and then that counts. I guess in an extreme example, all three players could be in one third of your lineups together and not be in the other two thirds lineups, right? That's like a very extreme example. But that can happen if you use minimum exposures, right? If you do it this way, You could say use exactly one. I want to use exactly one of these guys in every lineup. I want to use at least one of these guys in every lineup. You will know that every single lineup has these players. So I think rules are a little bit better. Group manual is the way I would lean. All right. Brandon asks, can you give me the formula for ROI? Yeah. So ROI is, we'll just do like a simple example. Okay, ROI is the money won by your lineup divided by the entry fees. Okay, so in a very simple example, we'll do a $1 single entry, and we're gonna run it 100. Let me remove this question and move my face. 100,000 times. Okay, so we're gonna simulate a $1 single entry 100,000 times, okay? And we're going to do money won divided by entry fees. So what this would look like is we'll do the amount of money the lineup won last. So this lineup will have $100,000 in entry fees, right? Because it's $1, you have one entry, and we're running it 100,000 times. What's going to determine if the lineup is positive ROI or negative ROI is going to be if the lineup won more money than this number or won less than it, right? So if a lineup, for instance, won $110,000 over all the sims, then it would be about 10% ROI. If the lineup only won, you know, $90,000 over all the sims, then it would be negative ROI. So this is effectively how we solve the ROI. We play out the sims, we add up all the entry fees, we add up all the winnings, and then we figure out, hey, did the lineup win more than it cost to play, or did it not win more than it cost to play? So that's a simple example for how we calculate ROI. All right. Demetrius said, good afternoon. Just wanted to say thank you for all you do. And if you can run an MLB demo for the main slate and two gamer later tonight. Yeah, we will definitely pick one of those to run a demo for. Let's see if we can knock out some more questions or some of these overlap. Can you run a demo on how to copy someone's process using contest flashback? Struggling with this, to be honest. Thanks. Yeah, for sure. Brandon said, appreciate it, Andrew. You're welcome. Samuel said, good afternoon. When creating a template, will you add ROI metric to it? And does it do the diversification as well as contest sims? Thanks. Okay. So when you create a template, so when you select your diversity to be portfolio or like portfolio plus, right? Like if you have the contest sims, we are automatically going to use the contest sims in that instance. So selecting portfolio means, hey, I want to use the contest sims. So you don't need to do anything extra. Like you don't have to say, it's okay that the rank buy is like grayed out and says portfolio and not says ROI. Okay. So that's totally fine. So you don't have to do anything there. So just know that portfolio means you're using ROI. First part or second part, does it do the diversification? Yeah. Okay. I think that covers this question, unless I'm missing a part of it. These other two questions kind of go together with a demo, so we'll jump into both of those. Sammy followed up saying, what is the difference between my entries and max entries? Good question. So let's say I am putting 10 lineups into a 20 max. The max entries in the contest is 20, but I'm only putting in 10. So like maybe I want to handle that differently, right? So it just gives you more flexibility. Maybe you're putting one lineup in a single inch in a three max, but then you're also grouping your single entries together, and you want that one lineup to be part of, you want that three max to be part of the single entry group, right? If you used max entries, it wouldn't work, but if you use my entries, it would work, right? So it gives you flexibility if you're not maxing every contest that you play. All right. So let's get back into TJ's question, and then this will lead us into Demetrius's question. So can you show how to copy someone's process using flashback, struggling with this? Yeah. So let's say, like, you know, we go back to yesterday's MLB slate, right, for instance. And then we will go and we'll look at somebody. Maybe we'll try and get some ideas from them, right? All right. So I go to the main slate from yesterday. And we go with the contest tab. I think I was testing something yesterday with satellites. Okay, yeah, we were definitely testing some satellites. All right, so let's say I go down, right, and I want to look at, like, the large field 150 max. I go over to users. I look at maxers. I want to look at, you know, some of the best players here. And, you know, maybe I come in here and I'm looking at, like, for, like, some names I know. Maybe I decide to click on, like, Shady Advice, right? Okay, I want to study Shady's lineups, and I want to see if I can, like, learn something. And I want to try and apply it to this slate. Okay, so I go to projections. I go to stacks. One thing that stands out to me, like, very, very quickly, he's playing a high amount of 5-2 stacks, like, very, very high amount of 5-2 stacks. Okay, cool. We come in here. We look at other stuff. Played some Dodgers. A little lower on the Mets, Tampa Bay. I don't think there's anything too crazy here. How did he handle pitching? Let's go actual own. Didn't do anything too crazy here. He has, like, fair exposure to a lot of the top guys. Was over on Walker Buehler. So, like, for me, right, the biggest thing is, like, the 5-2 stacks, okay? All right, so, like, we see, like, Shady's playing a lot of 5-2s. And then I think – and then we'll couple this with, like, a different demo that, like, we've been talking about, like, all week, where we talk about, like, Giant Squid, and he's, like, fading a lot of, like, the top pitchers. So let's say I want to study two players, and I want to take aspects from their builds, and I want to apply them to mine, right? So the two things I'm going to do is that I want to try and play more 5-2 stacks like Shady, but I also kind of want to take Squid's approach of, like, being a little bit under on some of the chalkiest pitchers. All right, so how would I do this? So I'm going to go over the main slate for today. So we're going to start with Squid, and I'm going to go over to pitchers, and I'm going to go to ownership. And notice there's, like, you know, three players above 30%, four players above 25. And, you know, maybe I'm like, hey, you know, I'm looking at these guys, and, you know, Lizardo is, like, a really high value. You know, maybe I don't want to be so low on him, but maybe I'm actually okay taking a shot at, like, being under on Skubal because his salary is so high. His value is similar to, like, other pitchers in that range. And I think that, you know, there's an opportunity here to fade him, right? Okay. Well, what I would do is I would just, you know, decide how low I want to be on him. Let's say I want to be half the field, right? Which is, like, kind of where we saw Squid. Okay. Well, then I'm going to set a max exposure to 17% for Skubal. Maybe I set one for Bailey Ober as well. You know, he's not, like, the best value here, still getting kind of a lot of ownership. And then I'm, like, picking my spots, right? Because, like, Squid kind of picked his spots too. He would still, like, get to, like, Will Warren and, like, some players near the top, but then the other ones that he wasn't getting to, it wasn't like he was, like, even on all of them. He was, like, either over or under, and he's kind of taking a stand one way or another here. So here, right, we're like, okay, I'm okay with Lizardo. You know, we could take a stand there, but then I want to be under on Skubal. I'm okay with Bibby, but then I want to be under on Ober, right? These are kind of, we're taking two and we're fading two, right? This would be one way to do the pitcher angle. And then for the Shady thing, right? It's like, okay, I want to play a lot of 5-2s. Well, you kind of got to decide how many you want to play, right? I think it would be okay to, like, look at his stuff. I'm like, okay, he's playing 80%. Maybe I want to make sure at least half of my lineups are 5-2s, right? And then I just go and I set a 50% minimum exposure to 5.2, right? I do something along those lines. Here, I've taken things that we've learned from flashback, and then I'm applying them to my builds. Now, the one thing I'm doing a little bit with, like, especially the shady thing, I don't know exactly how he gets to his distribution, right? I don't know exactly how Squid decides who he's feeding and who he's going with, right? Just because we're not in their head, right? We don't know exactly what they're doing. We don't know what their process looks like. So you can take aspects of their process, but kind of water them down a little bit where, like, okay, I'm sure this is a directionally correct move. However, or really like the point where, you know, maybe this isn't a good decision. So I'm conscious of like what they're doing. I'm trying to apply it, but I'm trying to be a little bit careful, right? Especially if you're like doing this for the first time, maybe you haven't had a lot of success doing this. So we're taking it, but we're applying it slowly, right? Very, very slowly. So here we built just 500 lineups for this demo. And then our sim is running. So we'll let this run. We'll let the diversifier run. Okay, cool. So these run, right? I go and I look at my exposures, right? I want to focus on the pitchers. And I'm going to go back to, you know, value I think we were on. Okay, so Lizardo, we're over the field, right? Bibby, we're a little bit over the field. Bigger stand on Lizardo, which I think is okay. His value is like a lot greater. And then we're like half the field on Skubal and Ober, right? Now we end up taking a little bit of a shot on Cabrera, which just so happened to be under on Senga, like letting the builder kind of figure out some of those things. But now, you know, this looks like what we wanted it to look like, right? We're still getting some Skubal. He actually ends up being in our top lineup, as a matter of fact. But we've taken some of the stands we want there. And then I go over to my stack exposures. Now I have 53% 5.2s and no other stack in more than 10% of my lineups, right? So I've taken aspects from both of them. I've applied them here. And, you know, I'm going to like learn from this and see how they handled it and continue to like iterate on it. But I think that that is the best way to take aspects from flashback and then apply them in your next build. All right. And then outside of that, it would just be like, you know, verifying everything. Hey, am I okay with these plays? You know, Arizona's in Colorado. They're going to be super chalky. We're getting a lot of Phillies. They kind of pair with Lizardo. So like there's some win equity there. So that's great. I thought our pitchers looked fine. You know, you go, you check your batters, all that good stuff. So a lot of it is just QA at this point, making sure that you're comfortable with everything that you're seeing. We have very low leverages to all of our batters here, which is pretty normal. So all in all, I think it looks pretty good and I'd be happy to roll with these lineups. All right. Let me check here. Looks like we're caught up in YouTube and Twitch chat, caught up in office hours. Cool. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.